Tuesday mornings on Bear Country 95.3, we approach 8 o'clock and we check in with Patrick. And also this morning, Mick from Montague Webworks, he's going to chime in if he need be for our Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I need a new website to kill some time during my work day. Well, here at Bear Country 95.3.
The one I'm going to suggest may not be age appropriate for you, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
It's more appropriate for children older than yours, but younger than you, because I'm still a child at heart. But
I know.
This isn't appropriate for
so
us.
A kids website.
A kids website. Actually, we're gonna Mick and I wanted to talk about kids websites in general.
All right.
It's summertime. Kids are home from school. As you know, if you have children and they're between the ages of 5 and 10, okay, they are more computer savvy now at 5 and 10 than I probably was when I was 17 or 18.
Sure.
So kids' websites have become part of my household. I have a daughter who's 7 and a half, and I have a son that's 5. And instead of asking to play the Nintendo or the Wii or whatever, my kids want to go on the computer.
Okay.
Now, maybe it's because their daddy works with computers all the time, but the kids want to go on the computer.
Oh, sure.
Mick's kids did the same thing at their age, and they still are interested in websites and surfing. So we want to talk about a couple of them and talk about some responsible practices with your kids when they're using the internet. So,
all right.
We want to talk about webkins.com.
I think I've heard of this one.
We're going to talk about that one. And then there's another one. What was the other one, Mike?
There's a couple more. There's neopets.com and Club Penguin.
Oh, Club Penguin's the killer.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start off with Webkins.
Well, Webkins is it's a mixed concept. You go to the store and buy a toy, this little thing with a tag.
Okay.
Kind of like, you remember Beanie Babies?
Yep.
Same concept.
Yep.
So you get the Beanie Baby type thing, and it's got a code on the inside of the tag.
Okay.
You go to the website at www.webkins.com, and you can actually register your little dude.
Okay.
And
the dude's got a name and a birth date and the whole
thing. It has its whole online personality.
It's got a history.
Wow.
So the kids get really excited about this. Now, it's a free service. Okay.
Yep.
So you buy the toy, but you get to use the thing for free. Caution, your children will spend endless hours navigating the world of Webkins.
Ah, so this is the Facebook for kids.
It's a big time waster. They're all pretty popular.
Okay.
It's a world, actually, because they interact with each other, but as the little character itself. So it's kind of like not like Warcraft, you know, but it's a role playing game and a whole environment, and you win points to get hats and stuff and clothing, and you just,
really
you get to dress up dress up your little Webbykin with stuff that you win.
Okay,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, this site in particular is extremely safe. Okay, it's a web based application. The kids need parental permission in order to use the site.
Yep.
You have to have a valid email address even to sign up for the site. So I don't know a 7.5-year-old that has a valid email address.
Right.
So mom and dad have to sign the kid up.
Okay.
So parents, be aware that if you're going to let your kids use the web to engage in interactive environments, it should be permissions-based.
Okay.
That's the first thing. So it's safe. There are others that are like this, too. There's Pet Park, which is insane. But I mean, these kids remember these names. Pet Park. I don't know what that is. There are a few other ones that are similar to this. There's, however, a few that are different. For example, there's one called wizard101.com, which is out there. It's Flash-driven, so it's very heavy on animation. And it's interactive. It talks to you.
Okay.
But it requires the user, the child, download an application to your family's computer. Okay. But it doesn't ask for parental permission to do that.
Oh, okay.
So if your kids are online, try to jury what they're doing. Because if they're downloading things to the PC, and Mick will tell you it's a risk for anyone. I mean, we've talked about responsible computing here before.
Right.
If you download something you don't know what it is, you run the risk of getting a virus.
Yeah.
Kids, they can care less. As long as it looks fun and it beeps and they can play with it, they'll do it.
And they don't even know, you know.
Sure.
My 7.5-year-old has been taking classes in the Orange Elementary School, and they're very good about teaching them responsible policies. But, you know, summertime, their brain kind of turns to mush, and they forget they're not supposed to click on anything. My daughter downloaded this Wizard 101 application, and I walked into the office and said, "What are you doing?" "I'm on Wizard 101." And I said, "Is it running an application?" And she said, "I had to download it."
And then you said, "Uh-oh."
Yeah. So just parents, beware.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that is
a long word for a small kid, by the way.
It download. Is. Download. The other one is, what was the other one?
Club Penguin?
Club Penguin. Now that's financially based, isn't it? Do you have to buy stuff?
Clubpenguin.com.
Clubpenguin.com. Which I think is actually owned by Disney.
All right.
And there are free levels, but you can buy points to do more stuff. And the thing about Club Penguin that I find really interesting is that even though it's interactive and like the three of us could each be logged in right now and be playing and meeting and interacting online, you can't actually talk to each other, even though there's conversation. So you could not type something to me. You would click on a thing and there's a list of standard phrases like hi, how are you kind of stuff.
Right. Yep.
So nothing inappropriate could be, you know, sent back and forth.
Like right. that as a parent?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So there's just no way that anyone could type anything novel that wasn't already approved by Disney. So
great.
There's safety in that.
All right. So we had the Webkinz website.
Webkinz, clubpenguin.com. There's wizard101.com, which is actually cool. Check it out. I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying.
No, I can tell you like it a lot.
Anybody downloads something on my computer without my permission, it's really just a bad idea. But there are these websites out there. Do a simple Google search for these types of games for kids.
Yep.
And you might find something interesting and educational for your kid to spend a little time with this summer.
Patrick and Mick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks websites for this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thanks.